or you are fired.
Okay, Maria, what's going on?
Oh, hang on, we need a microphone.
So the Rose of Tralee, it starts tonight.
Oh yeah.
I watch it behind my fingers.
God, imagine if Limerick win this as well.
I know.
Never heard of the end of it.
Yeah, it's one of those, it goes on really long. I just want to watch the end where I see the winner. Because otherwise it's too cringy, I feel.
But don't forget, there's always the ultimate cringe moments in this. Like, do you remember the woman who did the dance in her ball game?
Siobhan, wasn't it?
Something like that.
She's the Dublin Rose.
Yeah, always going to happen. It's the crack.
But sure, yeah, it's the cringe people watch it for, surely, is it?
Yeah.
I know, but you have to go through so many just normal people
until
you get to the cringe people.
So you think it's getting too slick? That's the problem.
Yeah. I want a nice highlights reel at the end of each episode. Like, so it's on twice.
I know what you
mean.
A
little highlights reel.
I tell you, we'll get Doherty to ring you after it.
Yeah. Thanks.
And update you on his favourite bits.
Here's the cringe, Maria.
Thursday, Celebrity MasterChef is back on BBC One.
Oh, right.
It's at 8 o'clock. So there's like 4 weeks of different contestants.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the big final then at the end.
But I wish they'd bring MasterChef Ireland back. That was great crack.
You just want to go on it.
I don't in the slightest have any interest in going to MasterChef, but I just really enjoyed the Irish one.
Well, you see, I just don't see the, like, one of the tests they have this week is to prepare a lunch for over 100 workers. Where is the crack in that? Why would you do it? Well, I have to go and cook lunch for 100 people.
Just order 100 pizzas.
Pizza per person. You're very generous. One of their challenges as well on Thursday is they've to make a dish that includes pork mince, prawns, fennel, cabbage and pears. Also, well, no crack.
Dermot's traditional pork mince, fennel, pears.
Oh, yeah. It's in the microwave right now.
Yeah.
Then on Thursday, there's a new series coming to Netflix. It's called Great News. And it's by the same people that brought us 30 Rock and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Great News, everyone.
So it's Tina Fey is behind the writing, which I adore her. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah.
So I think this could be a good series. Great News. That's
so
on
is it,
Thursday
is one of those,
on Netflix.
Everything's happening on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
everything.
Great.
All the episodes will go on Thursday. It's only a one season job though. And then my movie of the week, I'll play the clip again just for Dermot's slightly worse for wear in the head department, and he hates eating noises. So I picked this clip especially for him.
Our service mission here was supposed to last 31 souls. For redundancy, they sent 68 souls worth of food. That's for 6 people. So for just me, that's going to last 300 souls, which I figure I can stretch to 400 if I ration. So
there it is.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily,
God, so bad.
I'm a botanist. Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
I would hope that he is never rescued from Mars, because that's the only place he should be if he's going to eat at me with those noises.
Can I just say,
can I send my kids when they're eating apples as well?
I took out the worst ones, so I was actually kind to you with that clip. But that's The Martian. It's Matt Damon. It's a Ridley Scott movie. It's on Thursday at 9:30 on RTE2. It's won Golden Globes and everything.
That's very good, yeah.
It is a very good movie, but it's one of those that makes me kind of feel claustrophobic, like any of those space movies do. And I know that doesn't make any sense. You're in space and I feel claustrophobic. It's because they how did they get back?
Yeah.
How did they? And they can see Earth and they can see, I can see my house from here, but I just can't get to it because I'm stuck.
Like Matt Damon on screen for the whole movie. Like it's an amazing performance. It really is worth watching if you haven't seen it. Definitely.
Yeah, very, very good.
Deadly Maria, thanks as always. Dermot Dave on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.